AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Louisville, Kentucky is the scene of the nation's 15th mass shooting this year.
Our bodies and our minds are not meant to go through these types of tragedies.
Four people were killed. Police say the shooter is also dead. It happened at Old National Bank in Louisville, where this man works.
When I got in there and shut the door for a second, and then I was looking around, hoping the door to see where he was at, and I could see him still shooting. I didn't see his face. And then I took off running out the front door.
He spoke to WHAS-TV. An emotional Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said he lost friends in the shooting.
There are a lot of people that are hurting today. And if we have a place to focus our energy, I hope it is to surround them with the love and the compassion that we have been so good at showing one another.
Police believe the shooter in Louisville was a former employee of the bank. In Tennessee, Nashville's Metro Council could return Justin Jones to the legislature immediately. He's one of two black Democrats who were thrown out of the Tennessee House last week after the GOP exacted retribution against the lawmakers who protested for more gun control. Vanderbilt political science professor emeritus Bruce Oppenheim says Republicans are getting pushback.
We've seen a great deal of reaction from not only from high school students and college students who are demonstrating, but from organized interest groups like the NAACP and other groups in the state who are very concerned about the racial tone to what's happened.
The Justice Department is calling a Texas court ruling that could halt approval of the most commonly used method of abortion in the country extraordinary and unprecedented, while asking the Federal Appeals Court to put the decision on hold. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu retracted his decision to fire his defense minister over criticism of the government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. This is AP News. Even a White House tradition was not immune from presidential politics. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Welcome to the White House, your house.
Before greeting the thousands assembled here for the Easter egg roll, President Biden said he looks forward to taking part in three or four more, maybe five. But he told NBC's Today Show while he plans on running for re-election, he's not ready to announce it yet. From there, it was on to the festivities.
Brown bear, who do you see?
First Lady Jill Biden read to kids in a reading nook, one of several stations set up on the South Lawn as part of her education theme, which she called a school community.
Learning doesn't only happen in a classroom. There are so many fun opportunities to learn around us every day.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.